Thank you for listening to podcast Vote with Power 96. Today's topic is This Week Proved Democracy is in the Casket, Being Put in the Ground. My name is Denny Bowersox. I'm the author of the book Vote with Power and the founder of the Vote with Power organization. This podcast is for you if you want a better and safer life for your children in the future in America. I founded the organization called Vote with Power, which is a nonpartisan way to unite Americans for fixing our government and changing the direction America is heading through helping citizens, especially parents, to build a world-class country. Last week, the House of Representatives ended their research into whether to or not to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas. This had enough evidence to move forward, so they took their resolution over to the Senate. Chuck Schumer, the majority leader in the Senate, decided politically to throw out the impeachment attempt. He didn't do his due diligence. He didn't review the documents. They didn't hold any hearings. He didn't share the information with anybody else on his committee. He simply played politics and dismissed moving forward. Maybe Mayorkas would not have been impeached, but there should have been hearings to decide that. For the damage he is doing as Homeland Security, as you take a look at our country, he should not just be impeached. He should be out of office. What do I mean by that? And what does it mean to you? Our continued open border is having expanded drug deaths and human trafficking, unstable law enforcement, murders and rapes to Americans, billions of tax dollars to support illegal aliens, removing freedom and opportunities for your children in schools, hospitals, parks, and neighborhoods. Illegals will take jobs away from citizens, beating up on the police, diseases coming into our country, citizens' loss of freedom to move about the country, and terrorists moving freely into and around America. Home Depot now has to hire security guards to stop the theft and parking lot car break-ins. Not all of those are illegal immigrants, but some of them are. So what do you think this does to your prices when you go to Home Depot? Please look in the mirror and decide what your moral compass is telling you. Are these illegal immigrants with their potential and probable crimes be acceptable to you? Will they still be as your children are beaten up, murdered, raped, and suffer from mental illness? It is time our politicians became transparent, responsible, and accountable to their constituents. We must demand our governmental officials become model representatives to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Those who can't abide by honesty and do their jobs must go. Migrants living in a park in New York wouldn't leave, so a high school soccer game was canceled. If these immigrants want to assimilate into America, why didn't they at least cooperate and maybe go outside and watch the game? You thought COVID shut down the lives of American youth and the education of Americans, but this open border will shut down the entire country. It can be and will be worse than COVID. You just heard the ramifications of our open borders. So why did Schumer avoid to move closer to that by doing something with Mayorkas? The answer is it's political power, hope for these new voters as they come across our border and illegally for his side of the aisle. That's his only reason. One other reason, which came from another Washington swamp creature named Jerry Nadler, wants the immigrants to pick his lettuce and pick more lettuce. That's the way to bring in to offset all of those ramifications that are killing Americans? I don't think so. Will having 10 million illegal immigrants in America make your life safer or better in any way? If you know of any way, please let me know. In the past 3 years, Biden and Mayorkas have thousands of Americans' blood on their hands. Every day, other Americans are being beaten up, killed, or raped. So moving forward, Schumer will also have blood on his hands. None of the three care about your safety, your kids, or opportunities in America. They just want for their party, their power, and the money. The three anything for power need to be thrown out of office. Maybe get a one-way ticket. Let them live in Venezuela, Russia, North Korea, or China, as they seem to like dictatorships. They can even choose which one, and America probably would be glad to buy them a one-way ticket. So because they like dictatorships, I wonder how they will do living under one when they're not in power. They, plus other radical politicians, have placed your democracy and freedom in the casket. The three are doing illegal acts in the face of our Constitution, along with being of a mindset without a moral compass. Their acts are unethical, unjust, corrupt, and anti-American. The deep state in Washington needs to be eradicated, and those arrogant, self-serving creatures should be ousted not only from their office, but from our country. They don't belong in America. They keep proving they hate America and don't care about the people. Not only politicians are destroying our democracy and freedom, but they are also turning our country into an oligarchy. Soon will become a dictatorship. Just look at the history of China or Russia to see the trend. Our country is blowing up. College campuses are having protesters which are turning violent all over our nation. America must stop the violence and with harsh punishment. We also need to find out who is funding this movement. Anyone funding the movement that's causing illegal activities and violence needs to go to prison. Politicians are turning our citizens into victims. Their job is to make our lives safer and better. They're not doing their job. They need to be fired. Never forget, we hire them and we pay them. We can't afford to let them create the job they want and run the country the way they wanted without the people's input. Until the people become informed, motivated, and unite to fight these trends, our system of democracy with our freedom will continue to be lowered into the ground. Once the people stand up and democracy starts to reign, the 13 techniques that politicians are currently and have for many years hidden their agendas and circumvented our use of democracy, we need change and improvement. Don't ever say my children's lives have their best days behind them. You can help the change. In this podcast caught your attention and started to motivate you, there is hope of a solution for America. Go to votewithpower.org, votewithpower.org, which has the solution to stop the political conflicts, polarization, and death to our democracy. We need a long-term sustainable change through a shift in our political landscape. We must call out any politicians, their verbiage, their name-calling, and their lies and their actions that work against the restructuring of our democracy. With the majorities of Americans have similar core values, most Americans have the same wishes for their life in America. They want to have a community They want to have hope. And if they are willing to help make the change and take on the challenge for a new hybrid-type democracy, it's time we start moving together. It's time for the American people to do the right thing now, which is to join others to save our democracy. If you're interested in saving our democracy, please visit votewithpower.org and join our movement. Votewithpower.org will give you the more information you need and an opportunity to think about and join us in changing our country and getting back to democratic freedom.